The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com: Investing versus Trading, What Teens Should Know Before Starting. This article was written by Arav Chuhan on September 10th. If you've ever scrolled through YouTube or TikTok, you've probably noticed people talking about day trading or long-term investing. Maybe someone brags about a quick $200 profit from trading stocks, while another person boasts about owning Apple stocks for years and watching it grow. It all sounds really cool, but also confusing. Is investing and trading the same thing? Which one do you try if you're a teenager just starting out? The short answer: trading and investing are not the same. They both involve selling and buying stocks or other investments. But the mindset, risks, and the goals are very different. Let's break it down in a way that's simple to understand and help you determine what's actually best for you. What is investing? Investing is kind of like planting a tree. You put a seed in the ground, then water it, and finally let it grow over time. The whole point is to let your money grow slowly over years, maybe decades even. When you invest, you're essentially buying stocks, index funds, or bonds, and planning to hold on to them for a long time. You're not checking the price every 5 minutes. You're essentially considering the overall picture. Example: if you'd invested $100 in the S&P 500, an index of 500 of the largest U.S. companies, in 2000, by 2024, that same $100 would be worth over $400 without you doing anything other than leaving it be. This is the magic of long-term investing. Key traits of investing: time horizon, years or even decades. Mindset: patience, consistency, and belief in long-term growth. Typical instruments: stocks, ETFs, index funds, retirement accounts, e.g. Roth IRAs. Goal: increase wealth slowly and steadily. Investing is generally less stressful and can be accomplished by anyone's lifestyle, even if they have a busy schedule with school, sports, or part-time work. You don't need to watch the stock market daily. What is trading? Trading, on the other hand, is more like a video game. You are making quick moves, paying lots of close attention to timing, and aiming for the short-term wins. Traders buy and sell stocks, or crypto, options, NFTs, etc., over short time frames, sometimes minutes, hours, or days. They try to predict whether a stock's price will go up or down soon, and make a profit from those swings. For example, you might buy Tesla stock in the morning and sell it in the afternoon if the price goes up by a few dollars. If this is done right, it can translate into quick cash. If not, it can lead to quick losses. Some of the key traits of trading: time frame, minutes, hours, or days, sometimes weeks. Attitude: active, quick decision-making, risk-taking. Common tools: stock charts, the technical analysis, and day trading software. Goal: Make quick profits from short-term price fluctuations. Trading may be more thrilling/exciting, but it's a lot riskier. New traders usually lose money because they don't understand how tough it is. The risks. Why teens should be careful. Both investing and trading carry risk. That is, you could lose money, but the type of risk differs. Investing risk. Your money can go down in the short run, but in the long run, the market generally goes up. The risk is lower if you can be patient. Trading risk. You can lose your money much faster. Prices can move crazy in a day, and one bad trade can wipe out weeks of gains. Here's the truth. Most TikTok trading gurus don't really share with you. About 90% of the day traders lose money over the long term. Why? It's honestly because it's very hard to time the market, and emotions like greed and fear get in the way. As someone who is still trying to learn day trading online, it looks easy, but it's no joke. Skills you need for each. If you're thinking of getting started, it's good to know the skills that each approach requires. Investing skills. Patience. You won't necessarily be wealthy tomorrow, but your money will always, and I mean always, increase steadily. Consistency. Putting in money regularly, even small sums, rewards you in the grand scheme of things. Basic knowledge. Understanding index funds, diversification, and compounding. Trading skills. Focus. You always have to closely watch prices, sometimes for hours at a time. Emotional control. Fear of missing out, FOMO, or panic selling will ruin you. Advanced knowledge. Technical charts, strategies, and risk management. Do you notice the difference? Investing is mainly about the habits and patience, while trading is about skills and discipline under high pressure. Which one is better for teenagers? Most teenagers should start with investing. Here's why. 1. You have time on your side. At 15, 16, or 18, even a small amount invested can grow to be huge by the time you reach 40 or 50. Time is very likely your best resource. 2. Less stress. You do not ever need to spend hours staring at stock charts. I mean, I would say you would rather focus on school, sports, friends, and other activities which are way more important. 3. Proven track record. The stock market has grown at about 10% per year on average over the last century. Trading does not really have the same success rate in the long run for beginners. In my opinion, that doesn't make trading bad. It just makes it not the best place to start if you're new. If you're actually interested in trading, you can always try a paper trading app, like pretend trading with fake money, to learn it without risking real money, yet still gaining experience to an extent. Example, $100 a month. Let's be real now, guys. Suppose you invest just $100 a month from age 16. If you put it in an index fund that increases 8% on average a year, at age 26, you'd have about $18,000. At age 36, you'd have about $55,000. At age 46, you'd have about $138,000. At age 56, you'd have about $335,000. And That's with only $100 a month. Shocking, right? That's the beauty of investing early and letting the compounding work its magic. Trading can give you faster money in the short run, but not many can turn $100 a month into hundreds of thousands of dollars through day trading endlessly. Common myths teens hear. Trading is the fastest way to get rich. Not always. This is just what you see on your FYP. The majority of traders lose money. Those who do win often have years of experience. Investing is boring. Maybe it does appear to be slow, but watching your money double and triple over the years is far from boring. You need a lot of money to start. Nope. There are actually apps like Fidelity, Vanguard, and even investing features on Cash App that enable you to start with as little as $1. I'm too young to invest. To be fair, you might not be able to open an account fully on your own until you're 18, but many brokers offer custodial accounts where a parent helps manage it until you're of age. Definitely make sure you talk to a parent or guardian about setting one up. How to get started safely. If you're ready to learn, here are some simple steps. 1. Learn the fundamentals. Watch some YouTube videos from educational sources, not hype traders, beginner investing books, or even ask your parents about their 401k. 2. Invest small. Even $20 or $50 can be placed in an investment account. You don't need to worry about investing large sums. 3. Make sure to utilize a custodial or team-friendly platform. Accounts such as Fidelity Youth, Greenlight, or custodial accounts at Vanguard Schwab are team-friendly. 4. Think long-term. Don't stress if your investments drop slightly in value 1 week. Focus on the big picture. 5. Try paper trading for fun. If you're curious about trading, use apps like Webull or Thinkorswim with fake money to practice strategies risk-free. Final thoughts. At the end of the day, trading and investing are both nice ways of playing the stock market, but yet they're two totally different states of mind. Investing is slow, steady, and long-term. Trading is fast, risky, and focused on profits in the present. For most of us teens, investing is usually the smarter and safer place to start. Trading might look flashy on social media, but remember, people usually show their wins, not their losses. So, before you jump into the market, please ask yourself, do you want to be the patient gardener who grows a tree over the long years, or the kind of person who takes quick shots, hoping to hit it big? Both have their place, to be fair, but as a teen, getting that tree planted early is one of the smartest financial decisions you'll ever make. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Vivian Wilson speaks on supporting herself, no matter who her dad is. This article was written by Ashley Carter on September 2nd. Former Teen Vogue cover star, model, and content creator Vivian Wilson is living like any other 21-year-old, just trying to get by with roommates and worrying about the future, despite being the daughter of one of the richest men on earth. Initially going viral for her social media commentary, Wilson's public persona skyrocketed in March 2025 following the publication of her wide-ranging conversation with Teen Vogue contributor Ella Yerman, her first cover story and second-ever interview. Wilson provided a rare glimpse into the estrangement from her billionaire father, Elon Musk, and what it's like to grow up with comments and threats from his rabid fan base of right-wing internet trolls. Despite Wilson's untraditional upbringing, she's grown into any other 21-year-old woman trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life and how to make her own money. In a recent interview with The Cut, Wilson said she was considering enrolling in community college in her home of Los Angeles. "College is expensive," Wilson said. "I don't have that inheritance." Wilson may have gone to high school with Nepo babies like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's daughter, Apple, but she's in a different place financially. As she told Teen Vogue in March 2025, Wilson has been financially independent from Musk since 2020, after she came out as trans. At the time, Wilson said she hadn't spoken to Musk in months, and he was not supportive. She filed a petition in 2022 to legally change her name and take on her mother, author Justine Wilson's, last name instead. In the filing, Wilson wrote that she doesn't wish to be related to her biological father in any way, shape, or form. Wilson has since been open about her non-existent relationship with her father. "People assume I have a lot of money," Wilson continued. "I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars at my disposal." Wilson notes that her mom, Justine, a Canadian-born romance author, is rich, but she tries not to ask much of her. Justine Wilson, Musk's first wife, told Teen Vogue that her daughter was big, fierce, wild, multi-layered magic. They had six children together. The first died as an infant, before divorcing in 2008. According to Forbes, Justine Wilson is currently worth about $15 million, about 1/24,000th of Musk's net worth. "Obviously, Musk is unimaginable degrees of wealthy," Wilson told The Cut. Still, Wilson lives with three roommates in Los Angeles, much like any other 20-something, because it's cheaper. While the subject of her father is sensitive, Wilson insists she is not salty about not having access to his abundant fortune. "I don't have a desire to be super rich," she continued. "I can afford food. I have friends, a shelter, and some expendable income, which is nice and much more fortunate than most people my age in Los Angeles." Through her new fame, Wilson has been able to make money through brand partnerships, modeling, and influencing. But the idea of fame is still new to her, and calls it a skill that she's not good at. "I fought so hard for so long to be viewed as a regular person," Wilson said. "There was a moment literally right before I became famous where no one knew who I was. It was amazing. Everyone treated me as a regular person. I kind of miss that. But I also like being famous." She continued, "I guess I'm kind of indifferent to it, but I like the fact that it makes me money." Wilson's dream of being a translator has continued since she spoke with Teen Vogue earlier this year. She has studied Spanish, Korean, Japanese, French, and more in hopes of developing the skill. In the meantime, Wilson said she's still discovering who I am outside of her famous father. "I want people to know me as something other than just the obvious," Wilson said. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Julia Fox says she is pansexual and explains why she doesn't miss dating men. This article was written by James Factora on August 19th, and there is a note. This story first appeared in Them. Julia Fox has made what appears to be the first definitive public statement about her sexuality after previously teasing her queerness on social media. The Uncut Gems actor is the latest Allure Next cover star, and she went deep in the accompanying profile. Over the past several years, Fox has become known for her outre style, from an outfit made entirely of condoms she wore in 2023 to the period panties she showed off at a Mien skincare event earlier this year. She told Allure that her experimentation in fashion and beauty stems from motherhood and a decision to abstain from men. The actor stated in June 2024 that she had been celibate for 2.5 years, a choice that she told Marie Claire was the consequence of men's repeated actions. "I don't have to entertain men anymore," she told Allure. When the magazine asked if she missed being with men, she said, "No, not at all." Fox went on to say that she can't see why a man would be beneficial, since she's laser-focused on being a good mom, on being a good provider, on making my dreams come true. "There's just so much more you can do with your time than waiting around to see if a guy's going to text you back or not," she said, though she said that she was leaving herself open to the possibility of dating men in the future. Fox then revealed that she is pansexual and could be attracted to anyone and anything. "If it were just down to the physical, I'm more attracted to the female body," she continued. "Men don't do it for me at all physically, but I can be attracted to a man's mind. I'm a vibes person." We have amazing news for you about the existence of trans and gender nonconforming people, Julia. She went on to share her thoughts about coming to terms with her sexuality, including her belief that women have a harder time realizing they're queer because we are so programmed to perform for men. But Fox also realized in retrospect that she's constantly engaged in the classic closeted gay girl phenomenon of being psycho-codependent besties throughout her life. "Looking back, I'm like, oh my God, we were in a relationship," she told the publication. "But there was no way I was going to admit that to myself, and I couldn't because so much of my survival was hinged upon men taking care of me." Fox has been teasing her sexuality for years, but this marks the first time that she's publicly defined her sexuality in such explicit terms. Way back in 2022, she told Z-Way that she felt as though she had a gay bone and that she needed to explore that a little bit more. Then, last July, she posted a TikTok in which she jokingly called herself a lesbian who hates her boyfriend. Later that year, she clarified her sexuality, stating that she would definitely be up for a relationship with a woman, without placing any labels on herself. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Justin Bieber says Hailey Bieber will always be the one. This article was written by Ashley Carter on September 6th. Justin Bieber is declaring his love for his wife, Hailey Bieber, in the most pop star way, his music. The musician surprised fans this week with his seventh studio album, Swag 2, released nearly 2 months after the debut of Swag. The newest album features 23 songs with collaborations from Tems, Lil B, Bakar, Hurricane Chris, and more. The surprise drop delighted Beliebers everywhere. And since its September 5th release, Bieber has been reposting fan reactions on his Instagram, mixed in with his wife, Hailey. While Swag featured love songs that were clearly dedicated to Mrs. Bieber, including Go Baby, Swag 2 features even more. The new songs give a deeper look into the couple's marriage and are Bieber's declaration of love to Hailey. He references their 2018 wedding, their son, Jack, and lets people know that Hailey is the one. In his song, I Do, Bieber gushes over Hailey and how much he loves her. The song seems like wedding vows with the use of I do over and over. I do, I mean it when I said that. I do, nobody gets to touch you. I do, you will always be the one that I choose. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber have faced an enormous amount of scrutiny and gossip since they first became romantically linked. After they wed in 2018, the rumors of divorce have routinely floated around. While Bieber has largely remained silent on the state of their relationship, he has made his feelings well known with these recent two albums. On Swag 2, Bieber opens up about their marriage on his songs including Lion, Petting Zoo, and Better Man, among others. In the song Lion, Bieber laments about his abandonment issues and when him and Hailey fight. Hate it when we fightin', yeah. Said I wasn't lying when I said that I loved you. Uh-oh, I ain't lying. At the end of the song, Bieber sings, Oh, I'll never leave, baby. In Everything Hallelujah, Bieber expresses gratitude for Hailey and their family, singing about the simple things they do, like taking a walk or kissing in the sun. Everything Hallelujah, he sings. Mom and Dad, Hallelujah. Hailey, babe, Hallelujah. Baby, Jack, Hallelujah. Despite constant discourse about their relationship, including Justin Bieber's backhanded reaction to Hailey's Vogue cover in May and Justin skipping the Met Gala, the two have seemingly not missed a step. They've been seen out publicly on dates and giving some major PDA moments, along with celebrating their son, Jack. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org.